Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be back online after a difficult week. We are looking forward to a good week ahead. Beginning on Monday, we will be on from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, which will free up the 9 to 10 a.m. hour for yet another new show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I might say a little bit about that before the end of the broadcast in terms of that show. When I get some additional information on it, I'll try and pass it along to you. I know a little bit about the show, but I want to make sure that everybody's clued into that, to that development, that that's what's going to happen from here on out. That beginning Monday, I will be on from 7 to 9 a.m. Central. My guests, per usual, will be Greg Felton on Monday. And then our old friend Dale Crowley Jr. has agreed to continue with me on Wednesdays on this network and on this show. And per the usual on Fridays, Father Martinez and Mark Glenn will continue to be a part of this broadcast on the last day of the week. So the format is still the same. We're looking forward to some good shows ahead. And I will look forward to having all kinds of positive things to report to you as things continue to progress. One of the things, of course, that we'll be talking about with Mark Glenn this morning will be the whole business of No More Wars for Israel and that conference that's coming up on the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Folks, if you were listening and watching to what was happening yesterday, the BBC gave a very detailed report in regard to this whole business of a military clash which began yesterday between Syria and Israel. The neocons have their activities underway, folks. This thing is getting hotter and it's getting closer. There are some developments that I have seen in my own life in recent days that have been directed at me by a very prominent neocon. I won't say anything about that yet publicly, but it may come out in the future. These people are desperate, and they're absolutely looking to demonize anyone who opposes what they're doing. We see this very clearly as far as the lies that Sean Hannity was talking about on Fox News, trying to debunk Ron Paul's performance in these informal polls that are taken after these debates. The American Nationalist Union has an article on that this morning that's well worth your time, well worth taking a look at. But these guys are getting desperate, folks. This is very definitely a situation where we are moving closer and closer to an armed conflict in the Middle East that will involve Israel as the aggressor and potentially the United States as the aggressor. These are difficult times, folks, and we need to band together. Be aware of this No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn and I are going to talk about it this morning between 9 and 10. That transpires in the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. There are all kinds of exciting things that we can say about that conference, as well as some things that Mark cannot yet talk about on the air, meaning Mark Glenn, that he is working on that could make that one of the most interesting gatherings in history, folks. That may sound melodramatic, but I happen to know some things about some of the people he's talking to who might yet commit to being a part of this conference. You have no idea in regard to what Mark Glenn has been doing on this behind the scenes, things that he has shared with me that I am not able to go into presently on the air or publicly that are confidential. But at some point it might become a reality in terms of a couple of additional entries into that conference whose names would absolutely amaze you. So we'll be keeping an eye on that in the days ahead. I will be one of the speakers there, by the way, at that gathering in the greater Los Angeles area on the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. More about that with Mark Glenn when he comes on at 9 o'clock this morning. We have a caller, John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Good morning.
Hello, my friend. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing as well as anyone can expect to do when we see an acceleration in plans by these neoconservatives.
John, I've got to take a break, but stay on the line. When we come back, we'll get to you immediately, sir.
All right.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez joins us at 8. Mark Glenn joins us at 9 Central Time. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this, the 7th of September, 2007. Our guests are Father John Martinez at 8 o'clock in the morning Central Time, and then Mark Lynn of the American Free Press will join me at 9 o'clock Central Time to talk about the No More Wars for Israel conference out in Los Angeles, October 12th through the 14th. We are presently with a caller, John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Mark, I know you've been busy. By any chance, have you seen the essay that Rudolph Giuliani wrote for Foreign Affairs magazine?
I have not, although I understand that it's out there. And since both Barnes and Noble and Borders carry Foreign Affairs magazine here locally, I'm going to try and take a look at the whole thing. What's in it?
You can get it online at foreignaffairs.org. It's on the front page.
Okay.
Mark, it's titled Toward a Realistic Peace in an 8-page essay. Now, maybe it's just me. You know, maybe I've fallen on my head. In an 8-page essay, 30 times he mentions an international system. 9 times he mentions global peace, global order, you know, a global order of the world, and 17 times he refers to peace or realistic peace. He's speaking, Mark, as though this international system is already in place. He talks about the Islamic terrorists beginning their assault on the world order. He talks about international system that promises a safe and better world. He talks about a dawn of a new era in global affairs. Or is that the dawn of the new world order? I'm not sure. You know, he says some things in here that are really unbelievable, such as a realistic peace. Listen to this now. This will blow you away. Realistic peace is not a peace to be achieved by embracing the realist school of foreign policy thought. Okay. Am I missing something? Am I reading something into this that really isn't there?
No, I don't think so.
That a realistic peace is not to be based on realism?
Yes. You know,
a realistic peace, he says, they follow a violent ideology, radical Islamic fascism, which uses the mask of religion to further totalitarian goals. You know, and talks about holding the threat over. And I'm not into all of this. I mean, I agree. We're at war. These people want to kill us. But they want to kill us because we have put our nose in places that we had no business being. You know, he talks about holding the threat over Iran, basically, of economic warfare. Tell Iran we can have a carrot or we can have a hammer. It's up to them. That's a paraphrase of what he said. You know, but it's unbelievable, Mark. You need to look at it.
Well, I will take a look at it, and I think what you're reading, John, is certainly very ominous and very clear. And as many of our listeners may know, Foreign Affairs is a publication that basically is intimately connected with the so-called Council on Foreign Relations, or CFR. And when we look at the things that are in Foreign Affairs, and I do try to glance at it periodically, it gives us a bird's eye view as to what's really going on as far as the policy elites are concerned. And I don't think it's an accident at all that Giuliani is talking this way in Foreign Affairs, because there's been a lot of publicity in recent weeks about the fact that he probably has more neocons on his staff now than any other presidential contender. And certainly Giuliani, McCain, and Mitt Romney are all controlled by the power elite, as near as I can tell. But Giuliani in particular seems to have the inside road in regard to his relationship with both the Israeli lobby as well as the Jewish neoconservatives who are connected to that lobby. And again, his foreign policy advising team is just overwhelmingly staffed with these people. This is something that's been reported on repeatedly by antiwar.com and the American Nationalist Union. The American Free Press has duly noted this. So it fits hand in glove with what we know of him and what we know of the forces that are really behind him. And I think you've identified something that's especially significant in that essay, John, and that is that he once again is creating the specter of an Islamo-fascist threat to the United States, which obviously ignores all the things that the United States and Britain and Israel have done in that part of the world to give plenty of good reason for these people to be hopping mad with us, as you point out. And then number two, when you can create that kind of a demonized threat, it plays right into the hands of the people who, of course, would love to see Giuliani nominated as the next Republican presidential candidate. And I'm referring to Fox News and the Weekly Standard and the usual folks that are promoting these neocons. Because, you know, if you can create this sort of a demonization in the eyes of the American public when it comes to some perceived outside threat to us, then the public is increasingly willing to surrender its freedoms to the so-called New World Order guys who say that having a centralized Leviathan state and the centralized Leviathan national security establishment and having the cooperation of the United States with the with the impending minions of world government are all things that are necessary to protect us from these threats. It is not an accident, in my judgment, that Giuliani sounds these themes. It's entirely consistent with what we know is the real agenda behind him.
Well, when you consider this, Mark, I believe that the CFR, you know, they're more than a foreign policy think tank. You and I both know that. So it's interesting that Giuliani would present an essay to them, as well as John Edwards, although John Edwards is not as blatant in with what he wants to see. He's in the same ballpark as Giuliani. You know, during the first debate, I listened to Giuliani talking about a hybrid military, and I asked myself the question, what was he talking about? In this essay, he pretty much clarifies it. Let me read you part of a paragraph.
Sure.
Talking about fighting against barbarianism, America, okay, he says, to assist these missions, the next United States president should restructure and coordinate all the agencies involved in that process. A hybrid military, listen to this, a hybrid military civilian organization, a stabilization and reconstruction corps staffed by specially trained military and civilian reservists must be developed. The agency would undertake tasks such as building roads, sewers, schools, advising on legal reform, my friend, and restoring, get this, local currencies. You know, the United States did similar work with great success in Germany, yada, yada, yada. But this guy, is it not an oxymoron for even anyone to say that there would be such a thing as a civilian military or a civilian reserve corps? I brought this to the attention of local talk radio, and they're telling me, well, what do you think the militia is? I said, the militia is not a civilian military under the leadership of the United States government. That's not a militia. And I've been banging my head against the wall to get them to attempt to get people to realize how dangerous this man really is.
Well, you know, this all fits with something that I saw yesterday in the cover of Time magazine when I was sitting in a place in San Antonio where I was going to get my hair cut. The front cover of this recent Time, I didn't note the date, but it's a very recent edition. It might even be the current edition. I'm not quite sure, but it appeared to be a release from the last 2 weeks in Time magazine, and the cover dealt with a cartoon which, as I recall, you know, was showing a woman dressed up in a special uniform, and she had a tattoo, as I recall, and the front cover of the magazine was suggesting that now is the time for the creation of this so-called National Service Corps, which, of course, those of us who understand the Constitution are terrified by this thing because we see what's behind it. But the recent suggestion of Time magazine, once again in this cover story, that we need a National Service Corps blends and dovetails quite nicely with this terrible stuff that you're reading.
Well, he talks also, Mark, about how important it is to have elections to establish. Listen, if it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Elections are necessary, but not sufficient to establish genuine democracy. What am I missing in that? Is not an election the establishment of a democracy? And if elections aren't sufficient, what else does it take? Force? You're going to force a democracy? I forgot. That's what we're doing now in a place
presumably,
that really wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah, presumably. What Giuliani wants to see is the imposition of his brand of so-called democracy, not only on all of these autonomous nation states of the Middle East that would prefer that Giuliani and his Jewish Israeli backers get out of Dodge, but I think Giuliani, and this is the other thing, John, that becomes very clear when you look at what any of these neoconservatives are saying, Giuliani wants to bring the same brand of coercion to the United States that we're already trying to introduce into
countries. I'll hold over. He clarifies that. I'd like to finish up one
Absolutely.
Bit on the paragraph.
We'll be back with a very fine caller and friend from Tennessee, John, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez joins us at 8, Mark Glenn at 9. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez joins us at 8, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press at 9. At 9 o'clock, Mark Glenn will be talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference, which is scheduled for Southern California between the 12th and the 14th of October. We've been having a conversation with John in Tennessee about many things, including Rudolph Giuliani. I would remind folks to go back into the online archives at lourockwell.com to see what Paul Craig Roberts says about Rudolph Giuliani and referring to the latter's so-called criminal career. Criminal career, says Paul Craig Roberts, in regard to the things that Giuliani was doing when he was a federal prosecutor in New York. This is a most dangerous character, folks, Rudolph Giuliani. When you look at the totality of the picture that is painted of him, including this essay that John is talking about this morning that is in the current edition of Foreign Affairs. We are seeing the unfolding of a Jewish-backed, Israeli-backed neo-fascism in America, which is fundamentally changing the character of this country. That is the bottom line, in my view, on what's going on when we look at the candidacy of Rudolph Giuliani, among others. He's not the only one. He's only the most obvious. John, go ahead, sir.
Okay. First of all, you know, you were saying, I forget what you just said, to be truthful, but anyway, you know, Mark, four years ago, if I would have seen me walking down the street and struck up a conversation, I would have left thinking, man, you just ran into an ultra-liberal idiot, dumb son of a gun, you know? I mean, but the truth does a funny thing. It causes people's paradigms to shift, to cause them to look at things differently. You know, the truth, if you're looking for it, is going to do some tremendous things. Let me finish up on this last paragraph, a portion of it. You know, I had said that he said elections are necessary but not sufficient to establish genuine democracy. Here's the kicker to me, because what I'm about to read is 180 degrees out of the truth. So my question would be, okay, I'll get to that in a minute. Aspiring dictators sometimes win elections. I can agree with that. And elected leaders sometimes govern badly. I agree with that. And threaten their neighbors. History, here's the kicker. History demonstrates that democracy usually follows good governance, not the reverse. I don't agree with that. U.S. assistance can do much to set nations on the road to democracy, but we must be realistic about how much we can accomplish alone and how long it would take to achieve lasting progress. Mark, we have gone from what I believe was a good governance to a real poor governance. America went from King George, who was pretty bad governance, to a pretty good governance. But if you listen to Giuliani, you know, we've got to authorize, after these people win elections, and we can agree or disagree with what they're doing, but if you're going to be honest, they have every right. If they're duly elected and the people put them in there, they have every right to live in any type of government they want. If it's a dictatorship, if it's communism or socialism, they have a right to do it till they get fed up and they have their own revolution. It's not America's place to go anywhere in this world, which is what we're doing now, and imposing either our will or the will of the rest of the so-called civilized nations on a nation that we disagree with. That's called imperialism. And I cannot get anyone to, very many people, some see it and agree, but the majority just don't get it. You know, was Japanese so wrong? Were the Japanese so wrong in World War II when they, you know, we've seen in the movies Yankee imperialist dogs? Or were they pretty close? I don't know. I wasn't there. But the study of history that I've done shows me that every war that's been fought by the United States has been orchestrated. It's been orchestrated for a couple of reasons: to instill fear in the people so that your government can twist and turn you and take you from the truth and get a bit deeper into your mouth and turn your head any way they want. And the rest of the world, I've said it from the beginning. We may disagree with Iraq. We may disagree with Afghanistan, but Iraq never did anything to us except to oppose the United Nations. And if I was in control of this country and the United Nations wanted me to do something that I felt was in the worst interest of my nation, I'd do the same thing that Hussein would do, and I would hope that Bush would do it. Apparently he's not, because they're taking us down this road to where we're giving our sovereignty over. I started a thread on a forum. I don't know if I told you. Would it be a crime to take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and then incrementally, either through action or inaction on your part, to give sovereignty over to another country? And without much opposition, I'd say 90 out of 100 said it would be treason. So the next question is the president a traitor? And I say, yes, he is. We may not want to hear it.
Along he with an entire internationalistic cabal that is a
Thank
part
you,
of
Mark.
His administration and the Congress.
Yes,
Mr.
And
Bush
I said that too. They're all guilty.
Or as Pat Buchanan put it in relation to Capitol Hill quite a number of years ago, we're dealing with Zionist occupied territory, he said. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John, if you've got a moment, stay on. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez joins me at 8 o'clock this morning, Mark Glenn at 9. Mark will be talking with us at 9 o'clock about the No More Wars for Israel conference that's scheduled for Southern California between October the 12th and the 14th. Quite a lineup of speakers. What may be most significant there are the people that you don't know about yet that he's attempting to have sign on for this conference. That's all I will say. That's all Mark would say on that this morning, because that's still confidential information. But he's working on some amazing things that will transpire in the greater Los Angeles area in a little bit more than 1 month from now. John, you still there?
I am. Mark, let me just add this. I've been trying to let people know for about 6 or 8 months now what a threat, what a huge threat America's debt is. especially since over $1 trillion, the last figure that I heard was held by China, along with about 30 other nations. It totals almost $11 trillion. Here's what's interesting. There's an article in the Telegraph on the 6th of September, yesterday, that was talking about China has begun to slowly dump the U.S. dollar. So, Mark, I believe that it's beginning, that before long we're going to, and is it strictly on because China wants to do evil things to the U.S.? That's part of it. But, Mark, this has all been orchestrated. It's in the works. The people that are in control of our budget and our spending in this country, they're stupid. I mean, they've been to Harvard Business School, and they've got masters in this kind of thing. They know exactly what to do to take this nation down the road that they have for us to travel. It's unavoidable. You know, people have asked me when I tell them China's going to dump American debt. Well, why would it benefit them? Why would they commit financial suicide? Listen, folks, it's not financial suicide. They're getting along just fine with 3 billion people, with a $1 trillion that America owes them. They're getting along just fine. It would actually benefit them, I believe, if they were to slowly call in American debt. I mean, if they lose $1 trillion, they're going to have our country. There's not a whole lot of doubt about that, in my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong, but I see it as something that has been planned. And when you go on to a local radio program, even a financial talk show, and you bring this up to them, it's like, well, they wouldn't do that. That's not good business. Well, you know, who would ever think that America would allow itself to be $11 trillion in debt? That's not good business either. If that was you or me, if it were you or me, we'd be in jail. If we spent $11 trillion more than we had, or $11 million or $11,000, and we didn't pay it back, they're going to get it from us. You know, so to me, you know, it's just the way things are meant to be.
Yes, and you've hinted at this, John, and it's something that I've been thinking about a lot. When you look at the debt policy and you look at the insane character of this war, which is, in my judgment, a political and military disaster and a moral disaster, but as you point out, it's also an economic disaster, and it's important to underscore how much money we are borrowing from China alone, not exclusively China, but principally China, that we are borrowing to finance this madness in the Middle East. And these policies, to me, are so obviously bad that it begs the question as to whether or not our power elite is that stupid, or whether or not they are knowingly participating in the deliberate destruction of the United States, as we have noted in the past.
With all my heart, Mark, that the latter is what's true. I mean, I'm a high school graduate, okay? And I know that you cannot continue to spend more than you make and get rid of your debt by going further in debt. You cannot borrow yourself out of debt. This nation has been piling on debt and faking people out, as far as I'm concerned, with how good the economy is. You know, I get some strange looks when I tell someone, you know, well, yeah, we're at 4%. I don't doubt that we're at 4% unemployment. That's what they want to tell us. I believe it. But, you know, how many hamburgers can we eat? We don't make anything here anymore. Even the hamburger meat at McDonald's is imported from South America. So if you simple economics, Mark, would tell you that when your money is devalued, like I believe China's going to do, and when China begins, it'll be kept quiet like it is now. When they start, Japan's going to start, Iran's going to start. Yeah, we owe Iran money, folks. Why do you think we want to go to war with them? Because they're getting ready to get off the dollar, too, and we can't allow that. But when these nations begin to do this, it's going to hyperinflate our economy. It's going to be like a 757 falling out of the sky. It's going to be bad. Am I a doomsayer? Yeah, when it comes to the economy, because not only is it going to happen, they want it to happen. What better place to put this nation in than to say, you know, than to repudiate your debt? Well, now we need a new currency. Well, what's the currency going to be and what's it going to cost you? Well, I think it's going to be like, you give me $4, I'll give you one Amaro. Sound good? I believe that's how they're going to bring it about.
Well, I think so, too. And to me, John, when I get into these kinds of topics, and, you know, like you, I am not formally trained in economics. Had one economics course in high school, and I may have had one economics course in college. But this is where Paul Craig Roberts comes into the mix. Here we have a guy who was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan. He was a correspondent for all of these establishment neocon publications like the Wall Street Journal and National Review, among others. He is now saying all the things that you and I have been saying about this and pointing out that between the debt and the insane character of this war and the fact that our economy, when you look at it, both in terms of the debt and what you correctly identified, John, as the service economy character of the American economic experience in the last 20 years, we have seen the demise of the manufacturing sector of our economy. We have seen ballooning debt in a situation where, sure, we might have an unemployment rate of 4%, but how many people do we know out there, including those who have collegiate educations and in some cases even graduate school educations, who are working in subsistence-level service economy jobs? That's why we've got an unemployment rate of 4%, perhaps. What is the so-called underemployment rate? Nobody wants to talk about that, and it seems that when Paul Craig Roberts, who is a very fine economist, clearly, and has all the economic credentials in the world, when he starts explaining to you and to me in his column just what is going on with our economy and how many service economy jobs are represented by that 4% unemployment total, it becomes abundantly clear that those who just cite the unemployment rate in isolation from the issue of the service economy character of what we're doing in this country now, and those who don't talk about the perilous levels of debt that we have incurred and the whole question of having borrowed reams of money from the communist Chinese, among others, they're simply waving a false flag to be talking about a great economy that's growing and that has only a 4% unemployment rate. Nobody, it seems to me, is believing that propaganda anymore. Nobody that you talk to in the street.
Well, let me end by asking a question. Why is it that Giuliani and Edwards, and probably in the future other presidential candidates, will feel that it's necessary to write an essay and submit it to the Council on Foreign Relations? You know, you've got... Why on earth do they have to, and I called it prostrating before the CFR on a radio station down here, and the guy said, he's not prostrating himself. He's submitting a paper. Well, yeah, but why is he doing it to the CFR if they're a so-called think tank on foreign policy? If they have nothing to say with who's electable or who the true candidates are going to be, if they have nothing to say about who they're going to let America, you know, really choose, which I believe the choice is already gone. Why the CFR? And they, you know, they can't answer that. If it's such a good idea that Giuliani has or that Edwards has, why not put it in the New York Times or the Nashville, you know, the Tennessean or the Detroit Free Press? Why not submit it to the nation? Unless it's something that you really don't want anyone to know about, except those that might go to foreign affairs, that might have an opportunity to sway votes one way or another for or against you, if votes don't count anymore.
Exactly. And when you look at it, clearly, those like Giuliani who have sold to the power elite in this fashion are in turn going to have their candidacies covered by all of these other publications that you talk about. It seems to me that when we understand the role of the Council on Foreign Relations correctly and understand what it is they represent and who it is they are connected to, these people like Rudolph Giuliani are clearly bowing obeisance to these guys, because the question of whether or not you pass the litmus test of acceptability with the Council on Foreign Relations is subsequently going to determine how much corporate money you're going to get to run, and whether
and
or not
how far you're going to go. Absolutely.
And how far you're going to go, and whether or not you're going to get coverage in all these corporate media publications and consortiums that control these publications. I think there are about six of them in the United States, according to Matthias Chang, that control virtually every print and electronic organ of consequence in this country. So when you watch that whole thing, it becomes very clear what's going on. And even more ominously, as someone sent me an article on this last week, when you look at the very compelling evidence that the central banking community had something to do with what happened to John Kennedy, was a major player in that, in my view, it becomes increasingly clear just what kind of a power structure it is that we're talking about. And this is why I think clearly, and you and I have figured this out, John, and I think many of our listeners have figured it out too, when you put the statements on the economy and the statements on this war and the statements on foreign policy and the statements on Israel specifically that have been made by these various top-tier candidates, and when you put them side by side and analyze them, Hillary Clinton, just as one example, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama and John Edwards sound almost indistinguishable from Rudolph Giuliani and John McCain.
Well, I just want to encourage people, and then I'll listen. I just want to encourage people, you know, if you see this, don't keep it to yourself, man. Tell everybody that you can possibly tell. Bring the truth. The truth is amazing, Mark. It changes lives, and it clarifies your mind if you'll look at it. It'll help you to make proper decisions. We've got to get, and it sounds like a cliche. We've got to get the truth out. We've got to let people know.
John,
what's going
I have
on.
A, Thank I you, have sir. A suggestion for you. Tell people about the Barnes Review at barnesreview.org, and through them, people can purchase a copy of the late Dr. Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. He was a professor in international relations at Georgetown University. He was a professor of Bill Clinton's, among other things. Dr. Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, really gets into the whole question of the power elite and who's connected with it and why. And I think it simply underscores the very fine case that you've made this morning that there's a very serious problem. Point people to that book, because I think it will, for those who do read something occasionally that's intelligent, it is a most sobering and fascinating read into what has happened in the death of the American Republic and its replacement by a corporate power elite that's tied to the central banking structure, and that in turn is represented by groups like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, John. God bless you, sir. So again, folks, that book is Dr. Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. He was a professor of Bill Clinton's at Georgetown University. That book is absolutely essential reading, because when you get into what he says, Dr. Quigley says, as an insider with the power elite is concerned or was concerned, this becomes a particularly compelling read. And there are probably several places where you can get the book. I noticed that the Barnes Review has been advertising it again in their book sales in recent times. You can find them online at barnesreview.org, I believe. This is where we are at this particular juncture in history. Are we getting ready for war? This is what I've been saying for some time. Mark Lynn's been talking about it. Michael Collins Piper and others, Paul Craig Roberts and Charlie Reese, have been talking about it in the American Free Press. Day by day, week by week, it seems to be getting closer. Here we have the post from the British Independent of the 7th of September. It's entitled, Israeli Jets Drop Ammunition in Sortie Over Syria. This is coming to us from Anne Penketh, the diplomatic editor of the UK Independent. Anne writes, quote, Syria was considering its response last night after an Israeli warplane violated Syrian airspace and was accused of dropping ammunition inside the country. The incident near the Turkish border on Wednesday came just after midnight at a time when tensions are running high between the two neighbors. It prompted Syrian air defense units to open fire on the Israeli jets, Syrian officials said. The Israeli aircraft, quote, infiltrated Syrian airspace through the northern border, coming from the direction of the Mediterranean and headed towards northeastern territory, breaking the sound barrier, unquote. This is a statement of the official Syrian news agency Sana. Quote, the Syrian Arab Republic warns the government of the Israeli enemy and reserves the right to respond according to what it sees fit, unquote. A Syrian official added, "They dropped bombs on an empty area while our air defenses were firing heavily at them," unquote. Residents said they heard the sound of five planes or more above the Tal al-Abiad area on Syria's border with Turkey, about 100 miles north of the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Israeli army refused to comment on the incident, but no casualties or damage were reported. Quote, "We cannot discuss military operations," unquote, a spokesman said. However, according to The Independent, it is not the first such incident, and there was speculation yesterday that the Israeli planes may have jettisoned their fuel tanks over the deserted area to make them more maneuverable, possibly after being targeted by Syrian forces. The Israelis may also have been probing Syria's defenses or could simply have experienced a technical problem during a flight. In 2003, Israeli jets struck at what Israel described as a Palestinian training camp on Syrian soil in retaliation for a suicide bombing in Haifa on the eve of the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. Rimi Alaf, a Syrian defense specialist based in Damascus, said yesterday, "The Israeli military sends what it calls messages to Syria in this way," unquote. In June last year, Israeli jets buzzed the summer residence of Bashar Assad, the Syrian president, after the Palestinian militant group Hamas, whose leader is sheltered by Damascus, captured an Israeli soldier in Gaza. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez will join us hopefully around 8 o'clock this morning. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us at 9. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will join me hopefully this morning a little bit after 8 o'clock. Mark Glenn will join me at 9 o'clock Central Time to talk about the No More Wars for Israel conference scheduled for October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. I will be saying more about that conference in terms of the particulars. pointing you to the places where you can get information on how to register, how to come out there, register as a guest, listen to these presentations, folks, because we are reaching a critical mass in regard to whether or not there is going to be yet one more war for Israel that is going to be sold to the American Republic by a false flag incident, and that it's going to involve a whole contest bringing about the great war of civilizations that all of these neoconservatives talk about, and that the Christian right has been pushing for as what they perceive to be their self-anointed role as the agents in bringing Armageddon to the world. But of course, they also believe in a pre-tribulational rapture where they won't be present when Armageddon transpires. They will be in heaven watching Armageddon on the sidelines, ostensibly. Figure it out, folks. This is what's happening. When we look at this whole story this morning, by the way, in the British Independent about Israeli jets dropping ammunition in a sortie over Syria, this is quite obviously the latest act of war on the part of the Israeli government against someone else. In this particular case, it happens to be Syria. Ann Penketh, who is the diplomatic editor of the UK Independent, quotes several Syrian officials. The quotes in this article, I think, are the most significant things in the entire piece. Mohsen Bilal, she says, the Syrian information minister, said, quote, Israel does not want peace. It cannot survive without aggression, treachery, and military messages, unquote. The recent offer to Israel of $30 billion additional dollars in American aid over the next 10 years had encouraged the Israeli government, in the words of Mr. Bilal, to quote, such arrogance that it delivered this morning message, unquote. Mr. Bilal added that his government, the Syrian government, was, quote, seriously studying the nature of the response, unquote, but did not say whether it would be military or diplomatic. Very, very fascinating statement made by the Syrian information minister in this post coming to us from the diplomatic correspondent of the British UK Independent. And as we look at this, of course, it becomes abundantly clear. Israel has not lived up to anything that it agreed to at Oslo in 1993. It continues to settle places that it said at Oslo it would return to the Palestinians with more and more Israeli settlers, with more and more American subsidies. Israel, of course, is trying to divert world attention for what it has been doing to the Palestinians since 1948, and it does so at this juncture by encouraging these kinds of border incidents with both Syria and with Lebanon. And, of course, when we consider the fact that it is now provable and obvious to all but the most bigoted or unseasoned observers that Israel has been the driving force behind this American military campaign in the Middle East, we have to ask the fundamental question. What is the false flag incident going to be that revives American public support, what has been flagging American public support for Mr. Bush's war? What is it that the Israelis have up their sleeves? You know, there is no question from any of the sources that I usually consult who are acknowledged experts in this area that the Israeli Mossad is the leading practitioner in the world of false flag incidents to provoke things that they want provoked. And getting back to what the Syrian information minister has said, quote, Israel does not want peace. It cannot survive without aggression, treachery, and military messages, unquote. And he could have added subsidy, including the latest $30 billion coming to Israel from the United States of America. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. With